Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 480, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, a very happy Friday to you. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. I'm sure you're eager to hear today's question, so let's jump right in as we optimize your life.
I'd love to understand a bit more about post-workout nutrition, whether there is truth behind liquid versus solid post-workouts, the benefits of natural food versus powders, and overall timing for workouts. How long after a workout should I be ingesting post-workout nutrition?
Thank you for your question, caller. Working out and proper nutrition, they go together like peanut butter and, not jelly, but something more nutritious. They go together like peanut butter and banana, let's say. So what should you eat after a workout to help maximize your gains? Of course, protein is important. This is because our muscles are made up of proteins. Now, I will use my psychic abilities and go out on a limb by saying, chances are you're probably already consuming enough protein each day. How could I possibly know this? This is because there have been a lot of data collected on how much and what types of food populations around the world consume regularly. And what we've learned is that most in the US consume plenty of protein each day. But do we need protein immediately after a workout to help support muscle growth? Is timing really everything? Well, after your workout, especially after strength training, researchers are discovering that consuming 20 grams of leucine-rich protein is often recommended. Leucine-rich proteins can be found in animal products, as well as beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds. So how much is 20 grams of protein? Well, if we take a 3-ounce chicken breast, that would contain about 27 grams of protein. And 3 ounces isn't all that much. It's about the size of a deck of cards. We've also learned that consuming some carbohydrate after a workout is also beneficial. This is because carbs can help our bodies absorb that leucine-rich protein more efficiently. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends we aim for about 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight after a workout. Now, this does take a little bit of math to figure out, but stick with me, it's not too bad. So let's say you weigh 150 pounds. In order to decide how much carb you need after a workout, you need to convert your weight in pounds to weight in kilograms. To do this, luckily it's really easy, divide your body weight by 2.2. So using my example, just divide 150 pounds by 2.2. You would do this whatever your body weight is. If you weighed 135 pounds or 110 pounds or 225 pounds, no matter what, just divide that number by 2.2. Plugging into my imaginary calculator here, this means 150 pounds is equivalent to 68.2 kilograms. Now that we know your hypothetical body weight in kilograms, the math is super simple now. Because the American College of Sports Medicine says you need 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight, you actually don't need to do anything else. You actually have your answer. So using our example, we said 150 pounds is equivalent to 68.2 kilograms. And because the recommendation is to get 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight, if you weigh 150 pounds, you should consume about 68.2, or let's round up, 70 grams of carbohydrate after a workout. So what's 70 grams of carbohydrate? That'd be like eating a bowl of oatmeal topped with blueberries. So now if you combine that bowl of oatmeal topped with blueberries with about 20 grams of leucine-rich protein, which would be like 6 ounces of Greek yogurt, you would then have met all of your post-workout needs. So what about timing? Researchers are discovering that the timing of this post-workout meal is important. The goal is to consume these foods within 20 to 30 minutes of finishing your workout. So after a workout, the demand for protein is high, which makes it the best time to replenish it. And again, because carbohydrate actually helps with protein absorption, eating both within 20 to 30 minutes of your workout is ideal. So what about supplements? Yes, there are liquid forms, powders, you name it. I won't be able to discuss every single one here, but I'll just mention some of the ones that are super popular. I'll begin with creatine. Creatine, which is also known as creatine monohydrate, has been found to improve performance and muscle gains for most healthy adults. Our bodies actually make creatine naturally, but researchers have found that in those who are active, and especially those folks that lift weights, extra creatine may help. There are some side effects, though, with its use. I don't usually recommend creatine to those with a history or a family history of kidney disease. This is because by taking supplemental creatine, it may lead to the body retaining more water, and the kidneys are in charge of helping the body get rid of not only water, but any extra creatine too. Now, if you do use it, pay attention to the dosing indicated on the packaging. And yes, it is good to cycle on and off creatine, but I can't provide specifics without knowing the dosages. Now, before you run out and buy creatine supplements because you're convinced this is a good idea, I must quote the International Society for Sports Nutrition. Quote, "The same result of improved performance can be achieved with the ingestion of sufficient carbohydrates and high biological value protein," end quote. So basically, they're repeating what I just mentioned earlier. Next supplement, beta-alanine. This is also a protein, and one of its main jobs in the body is to reduce lactic acid buildup. Think about the last time you sprinted really hard. Did the muscles in your legs start to burn? That's caused by the buildup of lactic acid. So our bodies produce lactic acid normally when we perform very high-intensity movements. Most of us can't wait to stop and take a rest when we feel our muscles burn like that. So the thinking is, by supplementing with beta-alanine, you'll get less of this lactic acid buildup, meaning your muscles won't feel like they're on fire, which will allow you to work out at these high intensities for longer. Unfortunately, there's conflicting evidence whether this actually works. So at this time, there's simply not enough information to know whether supplementing with beta-alanine is safe or effective in the short or long term. So I would save your money on this one. Moving on to glutamine. Glutamine is also a protein. Our bodies actually make glutamine on their own. So we really don't need to get this protein from our diets. So why would anyone want to supplement with it then? Well, glutamine is interesting because when the body is undergoing extreme stress or has gone through some trauma, we can't make enough glutamine to heal ourselves. So under those specific conditions, we may need to supplement with it. Some have argued, well, I trained so hard and I'm so sore afterwards. Doesn't that count as extreme stress for the body? What about all that muscle breakdown? Doesn't that count as trauma? Well, technically, sure. But what we're finding from research studies is that while it's safe to take as a supplement, extra glutamine doesn't help improve performance or improve immune functioning or help the body heal any faster. So again, I would say save your money there. Lastly, whey protein. Whey is one of the proteins found in milk. The other one is casein. So yes, if you drink milk or consume any products made from milk, you're consuming whey protein. You're also getting some leucine as well. What's frustrating is that we simply don't know if whey is helpful or not. From what I've seen, whey protein supplementation is really only helpful for one specific population, those over the age of 60 that participate in resistance training. For everyone else, the results are conflicting. So here's my take on sports supplements. Most do not appear to help in reality. Next, the quality of supplement is very important, so do your research before buying. I recommend you scroll to the website consumerlab.com. They're an independent organization that tests for the quality and purity of many of the popular supplements on the market. Just know it does require a subscription to access their database, but if you're a college student, it's likely your library already has a subscription. And lastly, something that most people don't really talk about. Many of the studies that have been performed focus on comparing protein supplements against each other. So we really need more research comparing protein supplements to real food to see if eating more nutritious food would lead to the same or even better results. Now I'll quote the authors of a research article that was written by experts in the field of sports medicine. Quote, "Although most supplements may be considered safe when taken at the recommended doses, athletes should be aware of the potential risks linked to the consumption of supplements. In addition to the risks linked to overdosages and cross effects when combining different supplements at the same time, inadvertent or deliberate contamination with stimulants, estrogenic compounds, diuretics, or anabolic agents may occur." End quote. So basically, many times, we don't really know what's in the supplement. All right, so what's my bottom line? First, you likely don't need a protein supplement. If you want to help your body build strength and muscle as efficiently as possible, consider focusing instead on consuming some leucine-rich foods plus some carbohydrate within 20 to 30 minutes of finishing your workout. Then, do your best to stay consistent with your strength training and follow a meal plan full of balance and variety. That combination will help you build that strength and see your muscles popping in no time. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.